severe weather and local talk. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 6 o'clock. Today is Friday, May 17th. This is Utah's afternoon news. I'm Scott C.
And I'm Maria Chalaos. Mostly cloudy in Salt Lake City and 66 degrees.
A Taylorsville accident, 6200 South. I'm Charles Maria.
Our top story this hour is breaking news on KSL News Radio. A search back on for Susan Cox Powell. People Magazine is reporting West Valley City Police are now focusing on a person suspected of burying Susan, and it's not her deceased husband, Josh. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams is live with the very latest. Andrew?
Yeah, we're talking about Michael, which is Josh's brother. I just got off the phone with Chuck Cox, and we're still sorting some of this out. He acknowledges that these details that police told him, that Michael, after Susan's disappearance, had his car towed 100 miles and then sold it for salvage. Well, Cox told me police were telling him some of the details from memory, and he wasn't sure if the dates line up. But People Magazine is also quoting Cox family attorney Ann Bremner as saying police are raising the prospects that perhaps a body may have been in there. Quote, then referring to Michael, quote, he hired militaristic satellite photography people to go look at the wrecking yard to see if his car had been completely destroyed, but it wasn't. Again, we're trying to sort some of these details out. We'll bring you the latest as we get it here on KSL News Radio. Live, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
He's not going anywhere. Federal authorities have detained a Mountain West man following his first federal court appearance on terrorism charges. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour reports.
Fazlidin Kurbanov needed an interpreter via telephone, likely because he was not comfortable with English. U.S. Attorney for Idaho Wendy Olson says Kurbanov, an Uzbek native, pleaded not guilty in Boise to teaching bomb building in Utah and Idaho and supplying resources to the Islamic movement of Uzbekistan.
Now, the 30-year-old truck driver will have another detention hearing in Boise on Tuesday. His trial is set for July 2nd.
A Murray mom is calling it tough love as a 10-year-old girl is learning firsthand what it's like not to wear the fanciest clothes to school. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke explains.
Actually, you might say Kaylee Lindstrom is learning secondhand. After Kaylee's mom heard she'd hurt a classmate's feelings at school over the way she dressed, mom took her shopping at a thrift store, filled up the basket with dresses, skirts, and shoes, and told Kaylee she'd be wearing them the rest of the school year.
I really want her to feel what this little girl felt so that she can understand that maybe the next time I'll hold my tongue. Or maybe the next time, if someone is out there doing the same thing, that she'll intercede and say, hey, you know what, that's not really nice.
Olson hopes she's done the right thing, calling it tough love. Kaylee is hoping to convince mom she's already learned her lesson. Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.
Politics on KSL News Radio. An inspector general says the Obama administration knew last year about irregularities at the IRS. But did the president know during the election? Cleon Wall gives us the details live from the KSL National News Desk. Cleon?
Maria, the president claims he just found out recently about the IRS targeting conservative groups for extra reviews. But the Treasury Department's inspector general says he told Deputy Treasury Secretary Neil Wolin last June that they had begun an investigation into what the IRS was doing. And that was in the heat of last year's presidential battle.
It seems like the truth is hidden from the American people just long enough to make it through an election.
That's Congressman Dave Camp. The Treasury won't say what Neil Wolin knew at the time. And current Treasury Secretary Jack Lew says he knew about several investigations when he took the job, and one included tax-exempt groups. Live, Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories. We're following a major train derailment. Makes a mess in Connecticut. It happened this afternoon near Fairfield. MTA spokesman Aaron Donovan says emergency crews are on site now.
Don't have any reports of fatalities or life-threatening injuries, but we have multiple reports of non-life-threatening injuries.
An eastbound Metro North train out of New Haven hit a westbound train on the adjacent track. Cars from both trains left the rails.
The man who used to represent O.J. Simpson fights back at a court hearing in Las Vegas. ABC's Alex Stone reports.
Simpson's former attorney, Yale Galanter, made it very clear he believes he did everything he could to defend Simpson 4.5 years ago.
Our defense of Mr. Simpson was stellar.
Galanter countered every claim Simpson made against him during the hearing. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A new scandal brews over a video reportedly involving drug use and Toronto's mayor.
This is the latest in a series of allegations against Toronto's mayor over the past 2 years. This one comes from the website Gawker and the newspaper The Toronto Star. Two of the Star's reporters say they have seen the video 3 times, which allegedly shows Ford using drugs, something Mayor Rob Ford vehemently denies.
These allegations are ridiculous.
The city's deputy mayor is standing by Ford, saying he has complete confidence in the mayor. Momin Qureshi, ABC News, Toronto.
The mayor of a struggling California city takes an odd step when trying to rally his residents. Stockton Mayor Anthony Silva put on a set of armor and grabbed a mace after finishing his State of the City speech. He then called on those present to help return the bankrupt and crime-ridden city back to its former prominence.
Job growth in Utah doubles the national average in April. Utah's steady climb in jobs and declining unemployment are reflected in figures released today by the Utah Department of Workforce Services.
We've added 43,000 jobs to the Utah economy for April. Our unemployment rate has dropped 0.2% to 4.7%, and we're showing a lot of healthy growth in this economy.
Now, the chief economist for the Department of Workforce Services, Carrie Main, also says people are coming back into the workforce. Our labor force is growing, and more people are getting jobs.
A little over a month ago, Earth had a close call with a couple of asteroids, but now it looks like we already may have another. Astronomers are saying that they have sighted another large asteroid headed towards the planet. Despite the trajectory, they also say there's no chance it will actually hit the planet. Its flyby date is expected around May 31st.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News.
Sadness as news spreads of the death of the wife of the LDS Church president. I'm Mary Richards.
We have delays in Davis County before the Layton Hills Mall. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 9.
KSL News Time, 6:06.
Why wouldn't you sell your gold at Utah Gold Buyers? It's a good question, because as the name implies, buying gold and some diamonds is all we do. We're not a jewelry store, and we're not a pawn shop. We're a gold buying store. A relaxed, comfortable space to sell your diamonds or gold. And because buying gold and diamonds is all we do, we have to do it well. Now think about that. We have to be super competitive. And that means you can get the most possible money in a comfortable, zero-pressure, no-sales environment. Which would be great news if you have unwanted gold to sell. Hey, now's a great time to sell your gold. Gold prices are still extremely high, and you'll get a fair price for it. Some places you might go. That being the case, why wouldn't you sell your gold a better, more comfortable, more relaxed way? Why wouldn't you sell your gold at the Gold Buying Store? Utah Gold Buyers, 8 locations and online at utahgoldbuyer.com. Now in Layton on Antelope Drive next to Target, and in Logan on North Main Street next to Walmart.
Are you planning to retire in the next year or two? You'll face 20 major decisions that will shape the rest of your life, and now is the time to make the right choices. For a free copy of a new 300-page book, 20 Retirement Decisions You Need to Make Right Now, call Net Worth Advisory Group at 801-56-MONEY. That's 801-56-MONEY. You'll learn how to properly handle 401k money, when to start taking Social Security, choosing the right pension payout option, how much you can safely withdraw without running out of money, analyze your retirement health insurance options, and much more. Call 801-56-MONEY. Net Worth Advisory Group is a fee-only retirement planning firm that specializes in your transition from the workforce to retirement. They don't work on commission, so financial advice is not tainted, and there's no hidden agenda. For your free book, call 801-56-MONEY. You only retire once. Do it right. Call 801-56-MONEY. Make a plan with Net Worth Advisory Group. Call 801-56-MONEY today.
20th anniversary.
Hi, this is KSL's Peter Seymour. What would I do without your energy? Here's to 20 more years of greatness.
From all your Utah friends and KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 6:15.
Helping breast cancer survivors. I'm KSL News Specialist Deanie Wimmer.
KSL News Time, 6:08. Funeral arrangements are now being made for Frances Monson, the wife of LDS Church President Thomas S. Monson. She passed away this morning. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our team coverage remembering Sister Monson.
Frances Beverly Monson had been hospitalized for several weeks and passed away of causes incident to age this morning. She was 85 years old. President and Sister Monson met in 1944.
Guess what she said to me? You're tall and skinny, and I think you'd look better in a Navy uniform. So I joined the Navy.
They were married in 1948 and had three children. She was honored with a humanitarian award in 1988, and a church statement says her quiet influence felt around the world will be missed. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Now this morning, Doug Wright spoke with Heidi Swinton, President Monson's biographer, about the life of the late Francis. Swinton says both President Monson and his wife were united in helping those in need.
When he gave his clothes to the people in East Germany because they had nothing, she would say, "Let me put some things in the suitcase for you to take to the women, because I want to do the same."
Al Swinton goes on to say her example of charity and love has touched multiple generations and continues to be felt by many. Time for a check of traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And how are we doing out there, Mark Christiansen?
Pretty good, actually. Very light traffic pattern. All I can see now is just a bunch of freeway waiting for you to travel along it. And whoever's traveling at the moment is going at freeway speeds north and southbound. Very little delays at the south interchange. And beyond that, towards Utah County, just minor slowing at the top of the point of the mountain. No major problems, Bangor. No major problems, 201 either, Charles.
Oh, we've cleared out nicely downtown to Bountiful, but we are seeing delays prior to Parrish Lane up to about 2100 North. And then again at Burton Lane, as you travel through Kaysville into Layton, you'll see slow speeds to the Layton Hills Mall. Charles Moran, the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Well, storms moving into Utah today, and those storms, they're going to stick around through the weekend. Overnight lows in the 40s, highs in the 60s, kind of cool. Temperatures will warm up, though, by the first of next week. Storms move out, sun comes out, and temperatures upper 70s and low 80s. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
Mostly cloudy, 66 degrees downtown.
If you got any big plans for the Memorial Day weekend, you know, maybe you're going to head out of town, maybe that big barbecue in the backyard with all the family and friends, well, we'll keep you up to date on what the forecast is looking like. All you have to do is join us for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s and the extended forecast at 20 and 50.
That's right. We're here weekdays 3 to 7 on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
In the wasteland of outer space, an epic battle rages.
3 degrees left! Arm laser!
We're hit!
The future of mankind rests with two brave souls.
Sir, we have no reinforcements.
Then we will defeat them with valor.
With a universe in their hands.
Commander! My weapon has failed!
Things were at their darkest.
Dad, my flashlight's broken.
I guess we'd better turn on the lights and get it fixed, right, buddy?
Then can we keep playing?
Children who spend time with their parents are less likely to drop out of school, abuse drugs or alcohol, and are more likely to finish college. So imagine what a little time can do for your family.
Off with the lights. Let the battle resume.
A message from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Tired? Tired physically, tired mentally and emotionally? Aren't you just tired of feeling tired? Feeling like Superman or Wonder Woman would be nice, but most of us just want to get back to feeling normal. Not someone else's normal, but feeling your normal. Are you ready for a solution? If you're over 35, tired is probably tied to your aging body. It could be testosterone, thyroid, nutrition, hormone imbalance, activity, and a number of other things that simply change as you get older. Invigorate gets you back to being you. The you you want to be. Invigorate is a three-step program that will bring balance and energy back into your life. Yes, there is a science to this. It's not about killing yourself at a gym, and it isn't just about changing a diet. Call now to speak with Invigorate at 801-987-9777. That's 801-987-9777. Get back to your normal with the help from Invigorate. 801-987-9777.
So I'm apartment hunting and having this debate with a landlord.
Like I said, no pets. Just can't rent you the unit.
Yeah, he's a dog, but sir, he's not a pet.
He's four-legged, he's hairy, he's on a leash, that's a pet.
No, Henry is an assistance animal. Look, I'm legally blind. Couldn't you make a reasonable accommodation for my guide dog?
Young lady, you can call your canine friend anything you want. Those are the rules.
Rules? rules that allow for housing discrimination? So I made a call to HUD to confirm that indeed landlords must make reasonable accommodations for assistance animals. And now we're so happy in our new apartment.
If you think you've been discriminated against because of your disability, race, color, religion, national origin, sex, or familial status, call the HUD hotline, 1-800-669-9777, or go to hud.gov/fairhousing. File a complaint. Make something happen.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
We've had resignations, we've had apologies, but how do we know that the culture or the motivation for the IRS to target certain individuals has really been rooted out? We're going to talk about that on Monday's Doug Wright Show at KSL News Radio.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Get updated on the quarter hour with KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
Three teens are in trouble after they reportedly go joyriding and smashed a car into a Riverton home. People who live there say the intersection is just not safe. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Other local stories we are following. People Magazine in a new article says West Valley City Police are looking at Josh Powell's brother as the person who might have done away with the missing mother, Susan Cox Powell's remains. Susan's father, Chuck Cox, though, tells KSL he believes the article is inaccurate.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Still looking a little bit of a tough traffic pattern throughout the Centerville area. In fact, leading between Centerville right into Farmington, going to be a little bit slow. Mark Christiansen in the KSL Traffic Center.
Lots of clouds and scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast, and it's going to stick around through the weekend. I'm Kevin Eubank with your KSL Extra.
Mostly cloudy, 66 degrees downtown.
Some doctors like the extra help a nurse practitioner provides at the office, but a new survey shows most doctors don't. In fact, they question the levels of education and experience. Lee Moss with the American Association of Nurse Practitioners says that's not good news considering America's doctor shortage.
There won't be enough physicians and nurse practitioners together for a while to care for all those patients. So we really think that all hands on deck, we need everybody that can provide care for patients who need care.
Moss says, unlike some states, nurse practitioners are licensed in Utah.
An artist is helping breast cancer survivors heal. KSL News Specialist Deanie Wimmer has the story.
It was really hard. I thought I would never look normal again.
Many women with breast cancer now elect to have doctors remove both breasts, even if it's not medically necessary. That's opened up new options for reconstruction. A Utah medical artist is helping survivors become whole again through prosthetics. Women say it's changed their lives. Tonight on KSL 5 News at 10, you'll see the artist's amazing work and what motivated him to approach cancer patients. Deanie Wimmer, KSL News Radio.
David Hagan's interesting take on the headlines is coming up at 6:20.
KSL's top national story this hour. President Obama has met with the new acting commissioner of the IRS. Daniel Werfel is replacing Stephen Miller after it was discovered the IRS targeted conservative groups. Miller was grilled today by Congress, but said his workers were not influenced by politics.
Now for more of our top national stories, here's Cleon Wall at the KSL National News Desk.
The Inspector General of the Treasury Department says he told the Treasury about the IRS scandal a year ago. ABC's Ann Compton reports the current Treasury Secretary denies he knew anything about it.
The new Treasury Secretary, Jack Lew, claims he first heard of the substance of the IRS abuses when the headlines hit and he was horrified. He tells Bloomberg TV that in March, he was informed of a list of pending investigations, including one on tax-exempt groups, but that did not explain the actions of delaying applications from conservative groups.
It looks like President Obama's budget would trim projected federal deficits by $1.1 trillion over the coming decade. The Congressional Budget Office says $974 billion would come from higher revenues. Big-time rail problems in Connecticut.
Eastbound train derailed between Fairfield Metro and Bridgeport on the New Haven line. The derailment caused the train to strike a westbound train that was in an adjacent track.
MTA spokesman Aaron Donovan says they aren't sure what caused the train to come off its tracks. Around 20 people were injured. Former U.S. Open champ and golf commentator Ken Venturi has died. The 82-year-old was inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame just 12 days ago. The Powerball lottery is around $500 million right now, but instead of playing that, just work hard and you may get something in return. Take Cece Bruce. She's a Steak and Shake server from Indiana. She was given a hard time by some customers, and a regular decided to reward her. She gave her a $446 tip.
I didn't think I was worth $400, but, you know, apparently she feels that I am.
Oh, you are worth it. The full-time server is also a part-time student, and the manager says she stays late and comes in early. KSL News Time 619.
And if you are just joining us, one of the stories we're following for you, a teenager in Riverton is in big trouble after taking the family car without permission and then crashing it into a house. We'll continue to keep you up to date.
And this is the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. Here's Mark Christiansen.
Well, just checking out the point of the mountain. Still a couple of brake lights as you're making your way southbound, but the northbound lanes have been wide open all afternoon long. I don't see any problems getting from Utah County into the Salt Lake Valley here. Even further southbound in Utah County, flowing right along. You've got plenty of lanes to choose from for as far south as you need to go. 215 looks good. The west side belt, 201 in great shape from I-15 all the way out to I-80, Charles.
Was just checking to see if we still had this accident in Bountiful, and sure enough, it's still there. It's blocking the eastbound lanes on 400 north, and you'll be diverted onto 500 west. It's affecting north and southbounders as well. No problems as you leave the downtown area. The Woods Cross delays have cleared out, but we're seeing plenty of slowing in Centerville prior to Parrish Lane and from Burton Lane up to the Layton Hills Mall. Use Oakdale Egg Farms Organic Compost, the official compost of Thanksgiving Point, to improve your soil. Available at IFA Country Stores, J&J, and J&L Garden Centers. For a complete list, visit Oakdale.com. Charles Moran, the KSL Traffic Center.
Time for KSL's accurate, dependable 7-day forecast. Here's Kevin Eubanks.
Scott and Maria, cold front moving through Utah today is producing scattered showers, cooler temperatures, and it's going to last. Second piece of energy comes in Saturday into Sunday, keeping those showers in the forecast. Highs stop in the mid-60s. We'll warm up a bit on Monday, partly cloudy in 70, but then back into the upper 70s and low 80s by Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubanks. KSL News Radio.
And right now, in Salt Lake, overcast skies, 63 degrees.
KSL News Time, 621, and this is Hagen's Take, a lighthearted look at the biggest news of the week.
And here's KSL News Radio's David Hagen.
This has not been a good week for the White House. There are new questions about Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
The IRS targeted conservative groups for extra scrutiny.
It's inexcusable, and Americans are right to be angry about it, and I am angry about it.
Sure, that has happened in the past, but not for a while.
Because people have got to know whether or not their president is a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
The Justice Department got the phone records of hundreds of journalists. The Attorney General was hauled before Congress to explain that one.
I see nothing. I was not here.
And the White House press guy got pummeled during a press conference.
Yes, Obama is being compared to President Nixon. How does he feel about that?
Again, I don't have a reaction from President Obama. I can tell you that the people who make those kind of comparisons need to check their history.
Oh, they check their history.
I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow.
Nobody thinks any of this will reach directly to the Oval Office, but that's what they said in 1972.
Oh!
That's Hagen's Take. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Get more of David's unusual take on the news tonight on the Nightside Project. Nightside. 7 till 10 tonight on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Whoa, a new digital music player. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, I'm glad you like it, because I can't wait to toss the big stereo. And now that we got your dad that big HD TV he wanted, we can throw out our old TV, too.
Hold up. You can't just throw out electronics.
Really?
They need to be recycled or donated.
And how would we do that?
It's so easy, Mom. Today, recycling electronics is just as easy as buying them. GreenerGadgets.org has all the info. We just enter our zip code to find a certified recycling center nearby. There are thousands of them, and new ones are being added all the time. Some of our local stores are even certified recycling locations.
I like that.
Did you know that some of the stuff in our old electronics could be used to make new products and conserve natural resources?
Well, okay then. Let's gather them up. What was that website again?
GreenerGadgets.org. We just enter our zip code and go.
Portion of the news spot.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
Visit KSLNewsRadio.com to win great prizes like tickets to the Mummies of the World exhibit, now at the Leonardo, or win a 1-year license from HiringThing.com. Plus, visit KSLNewsRadio.com to find out about upcoming KSL events like the Great Strides Walk, benefiting the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, Saturday, May 18th at Energy Solutions Arena, or the KSL Family Book Festival on Saturday, June 15th. Find it all at KSLNewsRadio.com.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
This is a world of possibilities. A world in which people who put their minds to something can really make a difference.
My goal is to help the environment.
Someday, I'll find a cure for cancer.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we believe that aspiring minds can achieve anything. So we dedicate ourselves to making sure everyone has an opportunity to go to college. Each year, we provide more than $150 billion in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
3300. Call for your appointment now. That's 877-643-3300.
Watching Utah's money, Americans are feeling much better about the economy this month. The Thomson Reuters University of Michigan Index of Consumer Sentiment for May climbed to the highest level in almost 6 years, going to 83.7, with rising real estate values and record stock prices boosting household wealth.
Well, U.S. authorities have seized two accounts linked to a major operator in the booming Bitcoin digital currency market. The move against Tokyo-based exchange Mt. Gox may prevent the firm from engaging in the purchase and sale of Bitcoins in the U.S. in U.S. dollars at a time when use of the currency and its value have mushroomed.
Now, despite an unflattering initial public offering a year ago, the social network company Facebook is showing signs of resurgence on the market. Stock shares have been rising following new mobile announcements and new strategies to boost investor confidence.
Your money at this moment, the Dow is up by 121 points, ending the day at 15,354. NASDAQ up by 33, S&P up by 17.
Watching Utah's money at 25 and 55, past the hour on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM at 1160 AM.
Still to come on Utah's afternoon news, a new theory in the disappearance of Susan Powell.
And we have some delays in Davis County still. We'll get you the latest with traffic and weather coming up next.
Politics in the springtime. They're a real hornet's nest.
Conservative groups say that they, too, were targeted by the IRS.
An attempt by the Justice Department to seek phone records from the Associated Press.
I will be exonerated, and we'll be able to move forward with the things that we're working on right now.
Reports are that several references to terrorism were taken out of the documents.
Grant and Amanda update these breaking stories every morning, 5 to 9 on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
You two must be proud of Johnny.
Oh, we sure are.
Yeah, he's a great kid.
So he's got a job at the dealership, right?
No.
Yes, he did.
Oh, right, the dealership. You know, he just started there and...
Actually, it's been about 6 weeks.
Has it been that long?
And what's he doing there?
Well, he does a bit of... Helen...
Detailing.
Yeah, right, detailing. Gotta have a beautiful car if you're gonna sell it, you know? He just loves it. He really does.
Actually, Tom, he hates washing cars. He just thinks it's a good opportunity to let the boss see he's a hard worker so we can move into sales.
But he's happy doing what he does. You know, that's my Johnny. He pushes through that. He's a forward thinker.
And he graduates next year, right?
Oh, no. He's still...
Yes, he does, Tom.
Oh, Johnny? Sure, Johnny graduates next year. I thought you were talking about...
Who, Tom?
Need to get closer to your family?
So, Larry, you've got kids? Let's talk about them.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Sponsored by Sleep Number. Comfort individualized exclusively at Sleep Number.
Time for a check of traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s at 629. Brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And here's Mark Christiansen.
Pretty clean right now as far as southbound, northbound through the Salt Lake Valley on I-15. 215 looks great. 201 working well, both east and westbound, with little or no problems there. And then your secondaries, Bangor, 5600 west, all in great shape. Just minor slowing, mainly at the stoplights as you make your way southbound and northbound. Charles?
Well, we have this accident at 500 west and 400 north in Bountiful, and it's blocking all eastbound traffic. You will be diverted onto 500 west. And the only delays we're seeing on the freeways are at the Kaysville Ponds up to the Layton Hills Mall. You'll see slow speeds on that stretch. Simply Mac is holding its free annual e-waste recycling event at the Maverick Center May 17th and May 18th from 9 to 3 at the Maverick Center with the Recycling Coalition of Utah. Charles Moran, the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. With a cold front moving through Utah, producing scattered showers and cool temperatures. Highs today only in the 60s, and we'll do it again on Saturday and Sunday. Chance of rain in Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures will warm up, though, for the first of next week. Highs get back into the 70s and low 80s by Tuesday and Wednesday. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Afternoon News with Scott Seeger and Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 6:30. Mostly cloudy in Salt Lake City, 63 degrees.
It's slow and go northbound in Kaysville. I'm Charles Moran.
Our top story this hour, developing news in the search for missing mother Susan Cox Powell. People Magazine says her brother-in-law had his car towed and salvaged before committing suicide. It's prompting new suspicion about his possible involvement in Susan's disappearance. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams is live with reaction. Andrew?
Scott, the report from People Magazine has Chuck Cox saying police believe Josh Powell's brother, Michael, was an accomplice in her murder. And it brings in details attributing a Cox family attorney about Michael Powell having his car hauled away and sold for scrap at a salvage yard after possibly disposing of Susan's body. Cox tells KSL the article goes too far.
The police have talked to us about it, but they were operating from their memory, and we're waiting for the more information that they've said they're going to give. And so that way, you know, we don't go off the wrong way on things.
Cox does tell KSL that he does believe, after hearing some of these details, that Michael Powell may be more of a possibility than he first thought, but that's as far as he's willing to go right now. Live, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
Three teenage boys reportedly do some serious damage to a Riverton home after one of them smashes a car into it. Luckily, no one was hurt. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has details.
People who live in the home on the corner of 134th South and Redwood Road say it's time to move.
Right now, it's just dangerous. And so you get scared thinking that your grandkids or even ourselves may be out for it.
Teresa Pemberton says this is the third crash in the past few weeks at this intersection. This time it landed in her garage, smashing the garage door apart and breaking the brick facade. She says she would have been hit if the crash happened 30 minutes earlier.
The car was taken without permission from a mother, and the driver does not have a driver's license.
Unified Police Sergeant Dwayne Jensen says they've drawn blood to see if the driver was intoxicated. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour. Italian police say they caught up with four members of the group Anonymous, but other group members are not happy with their activities. Cleon Wall explains from the KSL National News Desk.
Scott Marie, Italian officials called it Operation Tango Down, taking down four hacktivists. The supposed internet baddies have been confined to their homes, and they were actually doing things other members of Anonymous didn't like. The four suspects were responsible for several cyber attacks on businesses, governments, and the Vatican. They had sent out a tweet saying they broke into the Vatican servers for the fun of it. Some members of Anonymous have offered to repair the damage caused by their own attacks. Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following. Russia rekindles Cold War tensions. ABC's Kirit Radia reports from Moscow.
Russia has publicly named a man they say is the CIA station chief in Moscow. That's a severe breach of protocol and one that will likely escalate a spy scandal that erupted earlier this week. The name was revealed by a spokesman for the Russian FSB, that's the successor for the KGB, in various interviews with Russian media on Friday. The spokesman confirmed that they had complained to the CIA about efforts to recruit Russian officers as spies back in 2011. All this after Russia widely publicized on Tuesday the detention of American diplomat that they insist was a spy. Kirat Radia, ABC News, Moscow.
Fazlidin Kurbanov will be detained indefinitely after pleading not guilty to three counts of terrorism charges against him. Federal investigators say he taught bomb-building skills to people in Utah and Idaho. U.S. Attorney for Idaho, Wendy Olson, identifies another concern.
To ensure that there is no hate crime-related backlash against any individuals because of their religion or ethnicity, and so that is something we're certainly mindful of in this situation as well.
Kurbanov, a 30-year-old truck driver, is also accused of organizing resources for the Islamic Movement of Uzbekistan, which is in his native country. He'll have a detention hearing on Tuesday. A trial has been set for July 2nd. Both are in Boise.
A new report by the Pew Charitable Trust says younger baby boomers and Gen Xers face an uncertain retirement. That's because of reduced savings, high levels of debt, and losses during the Great Recession. Study shows members of Generation X, who are now between 38 and 47 years old, lost almost half their wealth between 2007 and 2010.
The wife of LDS Church President Thomas S. Monson passed away today. The daughter of Francis Monson recently spent time speaking with Mormon Times about her mother's influence for Mother's Day. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson has more.
Ann Dibbs says her mom had a great sense of humor and a sense of how to shop for a bargain.
One time she said, you know, when I pass away, I want you to remember that I bought everything in this house on sale.
Dibbs says her mother was always there to support her husband as he spent long hours out on church assignments.
Instead of complaining about it, she always encouraged and she was always there to listen.
She says her mother was a great example of how to live life and be happy by not complaining. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
Heidi Swinton, President Monson's biography, spoke with Doug Wright this morning about Sister Monson and her legacy. Swinton says that both President Monson and Francis were secure in their calling and knew how to focus on others.
They are secure in what they are here to do. You know, President Monson's the last person out of a chapel because he's shaking hands with every child there. And Sister Monson would stand right by his side and do the same.
Swinton also says Francis would go to great lengths to help others in need and that her example of charity and love is touching generations.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News, no surprise that Republicans and Democrats have different views on impeachment for the president.
I-15 is slow through Kaysville. Traffic and weather coming up every 10 minutes on the 9.
KSL News Time, 6:36.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Getting support from friends online kept me on track.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
Instead of smoking after I ate, I'd get up and take a walk.
I missed having a cigarette in my hand, so I'd hold a pen or a straw, anything.
Until I knew I wouldn't give in to temptation, I spent more time with my friends who didn't smoke.
I went to places that were smoke-free.
I didn't stay quit the very first time I tried.
I kept on trying, and I learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
This is my hot new car.
This is me enjoying the open road. This is me smiling nonstop.
This is me looking good.
And this is my credit union. Thanks, Golden West, for making it all possible.
Right now, get a Golden West auto loan as low as 2.74% fixed or 2.49% variable. Apply today.
We'll take care of you.
My daughter Pam got sick when she was studying abroad, and I just kind of panicked. I mean, here I am 5,000 miles away. So I checked with Regents, and with our plan, our family is covered just about everywhere. Then they helped me find a great doctor really close to where Pam was staying. You just want to be there for your kids, wherever they are. Our health plan sure helps.
Regions, your health connected. Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah is an independent licensee of the BCBSA.
Coming up at 6:45, surprising new theory in the search for Susan Cox Powell. We'll go in depth with her father.
KSL News Time, 6:38. Politics on KSL News Radio. Republican lawmakers bang the drum of impeachment in the House, but whether or not the president has anything to fear is an open question. KSL News Radio's Dave Cawley has more.
When the president said,
"That's how we learn the lessons of Benghazi,"
he probably wasn't talking about impeachment. Still, Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz tells CNN and others members of the House might seek to discipline the president.
We want truth. We want to bring the people who perpetrated the terrorism in Benghazi to be brought to justice. And we want to have the president do what he has said he would always do, and that is be open and transparent.
This week's UtahPolicy.com KSL Political Insider Survey shows nearly half of responding Republicans think impeachment is a real possibility. 97% of Democrats, though, say not a chance. Dave Cawley, KSL News Radio.
Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel vows to fix the problem of sexual assault in the military. He promised at the Pentagon today.
The problem will be solved here in this institution. And we will fix it, and we will do everything we need to do to fix it.
Hagel says he will now receive weekly briefings on the matter. He's also supporting proposed legislation to curb cover-ups.
IRS Commissioner Stephen Miller has been under fire today at a House hearing on targeting of conservative groups. ABC's Vic Ratner has more from the Capitol.
As angry as House members are about the IRS abuses, worse, according to Republican Congressman Paul Ryan, is that Congress was misled when Commissioner Stephen Miller did not tell members of the targeting when he testified last year.
He didn't mention targeting based on buzzwords like Tea Party or Patriots or 912. You knew that, but you didn't mention this to the committee. Do you not think that that's a very incomplete answer?
I answered the question truthfully.
Miller denied partisanship was involved in the abuses. Vic Ratner, ABC News at the Capitol.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. Here's Mark Christiansen.
Turned out to be a very quiet afternoon overall for a Friday afternoon in the commute. No problems at the moment here. No debris. I haven't heard a whole lot from UHP at the moment. It looks like traffic is moving well in all cameras along I-15 in Salt Lake and Utah County, Charles.
Well, we had a listener call us and tell us about some possible problems between Far West and Willard. It looks like a northbound accident involving three cars, and that's slowing traffic on the northbound flow. Also seeing slow speeds from 200 North up to the Layton Hills Mall from Kaysville to Layton. Before joint pain sidelines you, choose a health care plan that partners with the Mountain Star Healthcare Network. Visit MountainStarHealth.com for a hospital or clinic near you. Mountain Star, not bigger, just better. Charles Moran, the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center with a cold front moving through Utah this afternoon, producing gusty winds, scattered showers, and those showers are going to stick around right on through the weekend. Tonight, look for a low of 47, 67 with showers on Saturday, morning rain on Sunday, and then we'll dry it out. By Monday, Tuesday, we're back into the 70s with partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank. KSL News Radio.
Right now in Salt Lake, overcast skies and 63 degrees.
And with the ever-changing spring weather that we are experiencing, warm one day, cooler the next day, you're going to be listening next week to Utah's Afternoon News. We'll help you keep up to date and help you make those Memorial Day plans.
It's all right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM at 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Why wouldn't you sell your gold at Utah Gold Buyers? It's a good question, because as the name implies, buying gold and some diamonds is all we do. We're not a jewelry store, and we're not a pawn shop. We're a gold buying store, a relaxed, comfortable space to sell your diamonds or gold. And because buying gold and diamonds is all we do, we have to do it well. Now think about that. We have to be super competitive, and that means you can get the most possible money in a comfortable, zero-pressure, no-sales environment. Which would be great news if you have unwanted gold to sell. Hey, now's a great time to sell your gold. Gold prices are still extremely high, and you'll get a fair price for it. Some places you might go. That being the case, why wouldn't you sell your gold a better, more comfortable, more relaxed way? Why wouldn't you sell your gold at the Gold Buying Store? Utah Gold Buyers, 8 locations and online at utahgoldbuyer.com. Now in Layton, on Antelope Drive next to Target, and in Logan on North Main Street next to Walmart.
We used to think all lung cancer was the same.
Now we know that each tumor may have a different genetic makeup.
Several different molecular types of lung cancer have been identified.
By performing molecular testing on a lung cancer tumor,
doctors can try to determine what's causing the cancer to grow.
It's a different way of looking at lung cancer.
Because lung cancer can affect anyone.
The young or old.
Smokers or non-smokers. You or me.
Knowing the molecular profile of my tumor helped determine my treatment options.
Anyone can get lung cancer. And not all lung cancers are the same. Talk to your doctor to see if molecular testing is appropriate for you. Visit lungcancerprofiles.com to learn more. That's lungcancerprofiles.com. A public service of six leading lung cancer advocacy groups.
Hey, honey, what you working on?
Ugh, my algebra.
Angie, this isn't your handwriting.
Mom, everyone does it. It's called sharing.
Isn't that just another word for cheating?
Mom, Dad, if you love us, you'll ask us the important questions. Because if you don't, who will?
I just don't get this.
Okay, let's take a look.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
I can't believe my baby is going on a date.
Mom, I'm 16.
Remember what we said about boys and dating and stuff?
Yeah, I remember.
Could you repeat it back to me?
Mom, Dad, if you love us, you'll ask us the important questions. Because if you don't, who will?
Just the highlights will be fine.
Dad, okay, be home at 10.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
Sponsored by Shane Company with hundreds of engagement ring styles. Get a unique engagement ring perfect for her at Shane Company.
We've had resignations, we've had apologies, but how do we know that the culture or the motivation for the IRS to target certain individuals has really been rooted out? We're going to talk about that on Monday's Doug Wright Show at KSL News Radio.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Special breaking news and traffic on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, Riverton teen is in trouble for taking a car on a joyride and crashing into a house. The teen was taken into custody.
Other local stories we're following. The wife of LDS Church President Thomas S. Monson passed away this morning. Condolences are pouring in for the Monson family over the passing of Frances Monson. She died surrounded by her family.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships.
Salt Lake Valley, pretty clean. Utah County, pretty clean. Davis County, just a small patch of brake lights right around, looks like Kaysville into Layton. Mark Christiansen in the KSL Traffic Center.
Clouds and storms moving in, and it's going to stick around through the weekend. I'm Kevin Eubank with your KSL Extra.
Right now in Salt Lake, overcast and 63 degrees.
KSL's top national story this hour. A New York commuter railroad says two trains have collided in Connecticut. 20 to 25 people have been injured, but there are no deaths. The railroad says a train leaving New Haven derailed and hit a westbound train near Fairfield.
KSL Politics, in-depth news and analysis from the political world. Here's KSL News Radio's Ethan Miller.
Tomorrow, the Utah State Republican delegates are meeting in their annual convention, and while it's not an election year, it is expected to be an unusually significant convention. And I'm joined by Deseret News political reporter Lisa Riley Roche. And Lisa, one of the things that they're looking at is raising the threshold to actually win in the convention.
That's right. The idea is that it'll make it a little harder for candidates to avoid a primary, which opens up the selection of nominees to all Republicans, not just those elected delegates.
So it opens it up just a little bit. And they're also going to be electing some new leadership.
That's right. It's a three-way race to replace outgoing party chairman Thomas Wright, and looks like it may be a close one.
Yeah, well, I know particularly one guy out of Wasatch County is kind of surprising everyone with a real robust effort.
Aaron Gabrielson, yes. Yeah. And James Evans, the former Salt Lake County Party chairman's there, and so is Marco Diaz.
Okay. Thank you so much, Lisa. I'm Ethan Millard, KSL News Radio.
An article just published online by People Magazine says West Valley City Police are paying close attention to Josh Powell's deceased brother, Michael, in their search for Susan Cox Powell.
Now, the article suggests Josh handed her body over to Michael, who disposed of the remains and then went to great lengths to destroy his car. Susan Powell's father, Chuck Cox, tells KSL News Radio he thinks People Magazine made an unsubstantiated leap.
I never told them that, or that detectives believe Josh drove the town and country northwest in a snowstorm. That's totally wrong.
Mm-hmm.
and that he turned Susan's body over to Michael, who buried her. No one ever said that. We searched a 180-acre property that was rented by Steve Powell's sister and her husband in Washington State, and that just came out. We don't know what, we haven't found a specific grave site or anything, but, you know, they did find some things, and we haven't been determined whether human or animal, some bones.
Cox says he has spoken with West Valley Police about Michael Powell and his car, but it's nothing that he's willing to discuss in depth because he doesn't have all of the facts.
Police talked to us about that, and I just have refused to speculate or talk about specifics of what they told us because I talked to another detective a couple days later about it, and I had gotten the dates wrong and things on it and didn't fully understand what they were trying to tell me because they, you know, were operating from memory and gave me some information, but it, not enough details that I could make a statement I would want to be see in print.
Al Cox says he feels people misquoted him. The article could shake out new information about what happened to his daughter.
They kind of went way past what people actually said. They kind of just ran with what they felt people were saying rather than actually what people said. The most important part I like is the point that is important to me is what Mike Powell, the West Valley City Police spokesman, said, is that you need to be careful and only treat things factual once it's released by the police department, because it does change the complexion of things, but let's wait for the police department's report, please.
Now, we're still working to flesh out all of the details of this new lead. We will keep you up to date as the news breaks right here on KSL News Radio.
This is the KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Time for another update of traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Here's Mark Christiansen.
No problems on the main flow of I-15. Looks pretty good. 215, 201, even Bangor are in great shape. But on the west side of the valley, west-south end, looks like 1,000 or 100,000 south, 3,200 west. Actually, that's about 10,000 south. It looks like there's an accident there with West Jordan Police. Charles?
In Murray, we have an accident with injuries, 5,600 south and 10th east. And no further delays northbound through Davis and Weber counties. Interstate 80 in good shape through South Salt Lake and Sugar House. Tired of looking through that chipped or cracked windshield? Call Techniglass for a free quote. Get an additional $25 off your new windshield at Techniglass Auto Glass Fast. Charles Moran in the KSL Traffic Center.
Time now for the accurate and dependable 7-day forecast, and here is Kevin Eubank.
Scott, Maria, temperatures over the next 7 days are going to start out cool, but then warm right back up. We're in the 60s today with scattered showers as a cold front moves through the area, and we're going to stay there on Saturday and even into parts of Sunday. By Monday, partly cloudy and 70 degrees, mostly sunny 79. By Tuesday, 80s Wednesday through the end of the week. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank. KSL News Radio.
Mostly cloudy, 63 degrees downtown.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are four times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up. Make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
I thought I was too old.
I thought I was too young.
I didn't think I had what it takes.
How would I find the time?
I figured I'd get around to it someday.
Besides, it's probably too expensive.
Too difficult.
Too complicated.
Then one day I sat down at the piano.
Drums.
The keyboard.
Guitar.
Bass.
Ukulele.
I went into a music store and tried some percussion.
Tried a clarinet.
A sax.
And I learned a few simple notes.
Simple chords.
Simple rhythms.
Before I knew it,
I could actually play a song.
A pretty simple one, but I did it. Me. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
excuses when you can make music.
Why wait?
Just play. This message brought to you by the NAMM Foundation.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat, or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Watching Utah's Money on KSL, the news that researchers have cloned human embryos to produce stem cells may have some people wondering if it could ever be possible to clone a human person. Although it is unethical, it is biologically possible. But the chief scientist at the biotech company Advanced Cell Technology says the sheer amount of resources that would be needed to make it happen is highly unlikely.
For the first time since 2007, Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates is the world's richest person. Bloomberg Billionaires Index puts Gates back on top. It comes after the Mexican Congress passed a bill that could quash the dominance of billionaire Carlos Slim's telecommunications empire.
Now, Korean electronics giants Samsung expects the sale of its Galaxy S4 smartphone to break the 10 million mark over the next 7 days. That would make it the fastest selling smartphone in the company's history. If Samsung achieves the milestone, it would beat the time it took the Galaxy S3 to hit that mark by nearly 3 weeks.
Your money at this moment, the Dow was up by 121 points. It ended the day at 15,354. NASDAQ up by 33. S&P was up by 17.
Utah Opera presents Rossini's The Barber of Seville, a rollicking masterpiece of comic opera that continues to delight audiences worldwide. Figaro, the clever and meddlesome barber, proves that a hairdresser could be the perfect matchmaker in this hilarious opera you're sure to love. Experience The Barber of Seville May 11th through 19th at Capitol Theater. Tickets start at $13. Get yours by visiting utahopera.org. Enter to win a free pair of tickets at kslnewsradio.com.
Having a conversation with your child is like putting money in the bank. For example, every time you ask your child,
"So, how was your day?"
you've just added to your conversation trust account. And when you say to your child,
"Good job, son,"
you get double deposits. And the more you ask, the more you put away. And it's good advice to... excuse me. And it's good advice to have... Stop that! And it's good advice to have little chats with your child as often as you can. Thank you. Because someday, when they're teenagers, it may pay off big dividends.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
Thanks, Dad. I think you're right.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints,
visit us at Mormon.org.
Regrets? Oh, we're all gonna have them. Doesn't matter who you are, what you do. At some point, you're gonna wish you'd done something differently. You know, the woulda, coulda, shouldas. But let me tell you a couple of things you'll never regret. You'll never regret spending extra time talking to your teenager. Trust me. You'll never regret answering your three-year-old's question about where the water in the bathtub comes from. And I've never seen anyone wish they hadn't sat in the kitchen laughing with their children and telling them goofy stories about when they were kids. Yeah, sure, we're all gonna have regrets, but talking too much with our kids won't be one of them.
No matter what you talk about, love is what they'll hear. A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealership. So what's happening, Mark?
Well, I think we've really made it through a very light afternoon of commuting along the Wasatch Front. No problems reported on the main flow of I-15 from Ogden all the way into the greater Provo area. 215s here in the Salt Lake Valley, I-80 eastbound, westbound, all in great shape. Put fun in your children's lives at the largest Princess-specific adventure in America, June 18th through 29th at Thanksgiving Point. Find more information at princessfestival.com. Mark Christiansen in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, Mark, thanks. And the forecast, scattered showers tonight. The overnight low should be about 47. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, a high of 67. On Sunday, chance for showers in the morning, clearing by afternoon. High of just 65 degrees, though. Back up into the 70s to upper 70s by Monday and Tuesday. 63 right now in Salt Lake.
Have a great weekend. The Nightside Project coming up next.
Scott Maria with you on the way home. Thanks for taking us along.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake.